Hey, this is Robbie Grant of The Drop, WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. And we're doing a cool interview today with Nick over at Grind City Amp. Nick, how you doing?
I'll do an excellent, Robbie. We're in full build mode over here.
We're excited. So for folks that don't know, Grind City Brewery has been down in downtown Memphis for a few years and have been doing some concerts here and there, and but recently has decided going all in with a new amphitheater, and the first show is tomorrow night. Tell folks about the space and how that's evolved.
To your point, we've done a couple of Grind City music festivals out here with acts like Green Sky Bluegrass, the Red Clay Strays, Charlie Crockett, Sam Barber, all on the temporary festival setup. We also had a Primus concert out here, and those were all kind of test events, working towards this bigger project of a full-time, fully operational music venue. So 2026 is our inaugural season. It's all coming right down to the wire. The stage is being finalized as we speak. We're excited to kick it off next, or excuse me, tomorrow night with Alabama Shakes. You know, a great first show to have Grind City.
We did an interview with Monrovia, who's opening up. That's up in our special programming archive. We aired that on Saturday. He's the opener. And Alabama Shakes, I mean, I can't they haven't played Memphis in a long. I mean, it's been a minute, so this is going to be a unique chance to see them in quite a long time.
I mean, they're on hiatus for a few years there too. And off the top of my head, I can't remember the last time they played in Memphis, but it's been a minute. So to have them, opening the venue is, I mean, how great is that? I think it's incredibly representative of Memphis music. They're from Northern Alabama, so not that far away. I mean, I'm a huge fan. I've been a big fan of Shakes since they broke, in the 2015, 2016, whenever that was. So, it's kind of a perfect circle for me here, a little bit of everything coming together at one time.
And if I mean, I think a lot of our listeners are probably familiar with Alabama Shakes, but if not, they're incredible. Their singer Brittany has a great solo work on in her own right. She was just featured in Sinners, the huge movie recently. So this is a great get, and I'm really really excited about the show and the venue itself too. I mean, it's gonna be beautiful. It's in the shadow right of the Memphis Bridge. It's a really nice, it's a nice field. It's awesome. So
Yeah, it
I'm
was.
really excited
Yeah,
to
so
be
actually,
there.
I think that the sorry to interrupt you there. I think that the setting that
Yeah,
we
go for it.
have is kind of one of our X factors. One of the big selling points. We're a Grind City Brewing Company. It's in Uptown. Our backdrop is the Henry DeSoto Bridge. It's the Memphis Pyramid. It's the downtown skyline. I mean, we're about. I mean, I think it's just a quarter mile from the pyramid. That's probably the best landmark there is in Memphis. The goal is to be very Memphis-centric, both in geographical location and what our business is all about.
And then this weekend, even though the first concert's tomorrow night, but the you're having a huge kind of local thing on Saturday. Tell folks about what to expect
Yeah,
there.
thanks for teeing me up because you mentioned Brittany's involvement with Sinners. We've got another great one coming in on Saturday. So yes, that'll be our official grand opening party, and it is a free to the public, family friendly, please bring everybody down kind of event. That's going to be headlined by Mono Neon. One of my personal, again, I just, man, I'm so lucky. I get to book some of my favorite artists, and they get to come play a brand new venue here in Memphis. It doesn't get any better than that, right? So it's going to be Mono Neon with special guest Eric Gales, Cedric Burnside, Renee Imam, Joy Bomb, Frank McClellan, and X-Rise, which you haven't heard his new single or his new record. It's fantastic.
Great.
Really
I'm excited
excited how
about it.
that's all come together. But it's really a mini Memphis festival. So we'll have the vintage market down there. We'll have our own little art market with a bunch of different artists and vendors coming out. We'll have food trucks, and it's, like I said, free to the public. So from 1 to 3, we'll be kind of doing media and tours of the venue, and then from 3 to 10:30, live music.
Great. Awesome. And you're already pushing forward. You've got a huge show. Is it July 7th or June 7th? Wilco is coming too, right?
Yeah, another personal favorite. That goes back to some of my like early days working in this business. One of the first shows I got to do was Wilco up in Milwaukee. So they're on July 7th. And that's going to be a really great night. This summer at the brewery, right by the river. Some great indie rock music, man. Doesn't get much better than that. And then, of course, there's
And they're doing two.
a WYXR tie to that one.
Pat Sansone of Wilco is our host of Baroque Down Palace. He's a huge supporter, and he's been here at the station DJing with us since we launched, and is a good friend. That's going to be a great night with two sets. It's just Wilco doing two sets, all Wilco music. They're fans. It's going to be incredible for them. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's proven to be a
And
really popular show too. So
so for so it's free this Saturday for the Grind City Fest. So where can people get tickets for Alabama? Are there tickets left, first of all?
yeah, there are some tickets left for Alabama Shakes. And if you go to grindcityamp.com, you'll see everything that we have announced. And keep an eye on that space. Hopefully, by the time this airs, we might even have another show up there. But there's a couple more coming down the pipeline here pretty quick. So yeah, grindcityamp.com. You can find everything from the Alabama Shakes tickets to information about the grand opening. And for that grand opening, we do have a very limited edition VIP that has complimentary bar service to it. So that'll be a popular one. Those will sell fast.
Killer, killer. Well, Nick, really excited about the Shakes concert tomorrow night and all you're doing for Memphis and Memphis music. And this venue looks like it's going to be just a hit out the gate. So I can't wait till tomorrow night, man. Thanks for taking some time to talk to
Hey, it's
me.
my pleasure. Looking forward to see you tomorrow.